Well, what's the story here?
This man took my money and opened up a restaurant, but he doesn't even allow me to pass the front door.
If it were any other way, more than half of the people would go to the companies and banks they've invested money in and find themselves a table.
Well, I don't really care. I either come to the restaurant or close it down.
Calm down, ma'am. You seem to be very good at giving verdicts as you please.
Do I have any other choice? What would you do if you were in my shoes? You know what? I won't give in. I won't back off unless I get what I'm due.
Hello.
Hello.
I am Samira Tavakoli, Mr. Ali Magam's lawyer.
Why aren't you eating your lunch? What's going on? What is it now? Why are you crying, for God's sake? It's okay. Samira is here. She'll take care of everything. I have to go to the kitchen. Finish your lunch. I'll be right back.
One of these days, we're gonna be arrested as well. We've become really famous. We used to all be known for our restaurant, but now, the restaurant has become famous because of us. We should be proud of ourselves.
Stop talking nonsense, Farhad. Eat your lunch.
Who cares about lunch, Mom? If they don't release Dad tonight, we'll lose face in front of Tirdad's family. You should think about poor Sarah and what she's going through.
Don't you worry, honey. We won't let them find out about this. Besides, your father wasn't even supposed to come to tonight's party anyway.
So Dad is not coming?
No. Who said he was anyway?
Well, we all thought that Dad should be there, Shireen. For Sarah's sake.
You thought wrong. You think you can have a plan for everything?
Ugh, but Mom, it's not possible.
Why not, honey? What are you going to do once we get divorced? Let them know what's going on.
Mom, you're not the person you used to be.
Well, I'll be going home now.
I really appreciate you making this effort.
I didn't really do anything. It was all thanks to Mr. Manager.
No, no, no. Truly, it was nothing. It was no bother at all. I owe Mr. Alimagam a great deal.
Alimagam, you were lucky today. But remember, your house's estate title is here, and I will get all of my money back. Of course, with interest. Miss Lawyer, keep reminding him every day, because he won't get a second chance.
I'll give you a ride. My car is right over there. Come.
No, I'd like to walk a little. You two go. Who told you to go? Who told you about it?
Does it matter?
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Excuse me, but where are you headed to now?
Somewhere far and out of your way. Have a good day.
Yes, okay. Bye.
Haven't you finished moving the furniture around?
What can I say, Grandma? Ask Sarah.
Looks fine.
I agree.
Wow, you went through so much trouble. Thank you so much.
I hope that we always gather here for parties and weddings.
I hope so. Well, anything I can help you with?
Sarah?
Yes?
Are you sure about this? Inviting your father? Do you really think it's a good idea?
Well, can it really get any worse than this?
I'm scared. I'm scared that they'll start fighting with each other in the middle of the party.
I'm not really sure. But this is our last chance at getting Mom and Dad together.
Don't worry, honey. Everything's going to be all right.
I really hope so.
What is it, honey?
Hello, Mom. Are you still at the restaurant?
Yes, but I couldn't help it, honey.
Our head chef isn't here, and the kitchen is in absolute chaos, and we have a lot of delivery orders tonight. What's up over there?
Nothing. We've done everything, and we've cleaned the house. They're going to be here in a couple of hours. Aren't you coming soon?
I will.
Don't you need anything?
No, we don't need anything. Just come in time to get ready so you're not late.
Okay, honey. Thanks. Goodbye. Mr. Abdi, I'll write them in the books tomorrow morning. Is that okay?
Okay.
I'm leaving.
Hafiz, what happened? Why aren't Mansouri and Essie here?
Well, Mr. Mansouri just got back and he is over there having lunch.
Tell him to come to my office for a second.
Yes, sir, you wanted to talk to me?
When I call you here, it means I want to talk to you.
Sorry, sir, I was a little busy.
Close the door, please. Listen to me carefully. And don't interrupt me. I've decided to put the restaurant up for sale.
But Mr. Akbar.
Essie?
Yes?
An accountant is coming tomorrow or the day after to calculate everyone's salaries. Then we'll be able to pay them all. The restaurant is closed as of tonight. Tell everyone to go home and come back in 3 days for their money and insurance affairs.
Why tell them that, sir?
Don't ask. Mansouri?
Yes, sir?
Now listen up. This is what I need you to do. Calculate how much we owe you and take a look at the storehouse and sell everything we've got there. Then see if any one of the restaurants you work for need any of our stuff there. Sell them at a good price. A good price, Mansouri, not for a song.
Yes, sir.
Well, I have nothing to add. Is there anything you want to say?
Well, what can I say? What you said shows that you have no intention of changing your mind, sir. But you're going to regret it, sir.
I already regretted it. That's why I'm trying to find a way out. Merci. Tell the workers not to make dinner. Tell them all to pack up their belongings and be on their way. That'll be all. You can go now, Essie.
I'm going to get Dad.
Okay, I'll wait here. Go on, son.
I'll go buy flowers while we wait for Dad, okay?
I don't know if I'm sad or happy. I have a strange feeling inside that I don't know what to call. I wish Mom had never given that ridiculous interview. I wish they'd never had a fight. I wish they'd never gone to the court or the police station. Now I really understand the full power of words once they're out of your mouth. But I'm not to blame. I just want my mom and my dad to both be present for this ceremony. Is that too much to ask for?
Did you call Dad?
No, I'm going to.
Sarah. What if Dad realizes we're tricking him?
I don't know, but he has to be here for the ceremony, doesn't he?
Yes, dear?
Hello, Dad?
Aren't you going to come help us?
What's happened? Why are you silent? Is something wrong? Where are you?
We're at Mom's house. Do you know that creditor?
The one who has some of Mom's checks?
Yes.
I'm talking about him. That's the guy.
What about him?
Daddy?
Sarah, tell me what's wrong.
He's here, Daddy. He's beating up Farhad, Daddy.
Beating Farhad? He's beating my Farhad? I need you to keep him there. I'm going to kill him. Don't let him get away. I'm coming.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, dear. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Dad.
I've waited so long for this day. My sincere congratulations.
Thank you, Dad. Mum's waiting in the car.
Let's get going, then.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Dad, where is he?
Who do you mean?
No one can beat up my boy. I'll kill him. I'll kill him.
What are you shouting about? Who the are man you who, going to kill?
The man who is beating up Farhad.
Hello.
Hello, Dad. Hello, Dad.
Farhad, my son, come to me. My dear, what happened? Are you okay? Are there any bruises?
Why do you ask? Is everything okay?
Where's that scumbag? Take me to him!
Say, what's wrong with you, Akbar?
Nothing. What's wrong with me? Didn't that guy come here?
What guy? What in the world are you talking about?
But Grandpa, we wanted Dad to come here.
Where's Sarah?
Inside.
So are you telling me there was no fighting?
Fighting? Your daughter's suitor is coming here tonight.
What suitor?
Hello, Daddy.
Hello.
Sarah, what's going on here? Sarah, I didn't expect you to pull something like this on me.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello, Dad.
Hello.
This flower is for you.
Well, what now? What now?
How are you?
Please go in, sir.
Well, now that everything's all right, I'd like to ask Mr. Ali Magam and his dear wife to allow me to present my dear daughter-in-law with a small gift, a token of our affection. With your permission.
Please, by all means. Congratulations.
I hope you live a happy and fruitful life.
Sarah, dear.
Yes, Mom?
Is there something wrong, honey?
No. It's nothing. Everything's just fine.
Then what's stopping you from giving an answer? He's getting really tired.
I'm not really sure, Mom. I need to think about it.
But what do you mean, honey? You two know each other very well.
I'm sorry, I just can't make a decision right now. I can't, excuse me.
There's something wrong.
No, I don't really know. What's wrong, Sarah? Do you know something about your dad and his family that I'm not aware of?
No.
Then what is it?
I have doubts, Mom. I mean, I'm just not sure that this is the right decision for me.
Why ever not?
I don't know. When I see that, I have to resort to all kinds of tricks and lies to have both you and Dad, who I thought loved each other more than any other couple, in this ceremony, I just doubt everything. So how now can I be sure that Tear Dad and I won't end up in the same place as you guys are now? Who can guarantee our future now?
I see. So you resorted to all kinds of tricks and lies to have me here? Only to disgrace me? Is that it? Thank you, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Shh! Keep it down! All right. I won't insist. It's your life. You're the one who should make the decision. You can do whatever you want. But Sarah, darling, don't ever punish yourself because of others and what they have or haven't done.
Misty, old man.
Come closer, son. Rest your head on mine. I took you personally all the way to the border to send you overseas. But you let me down and went to the front line to fight.
Tahir.
Muhammad's comrade for military service.
Yeah, that's right. That's me.
My sister, my mother.
I told him to come down in person and meet the Prince Charming I had in mind for his daughter to marry.
Very first glance until love.
I'm in love with another girl.
Over my dead body, you will do this.
What'll happen if they meet face to face?
A love that's different.
Look, this is our friendship, Muhammad, okay? This is our friendship. Let's just put it aside for a minute.
Etayesh won't accept your proposal without my permission.
The minute they see a guy who's well off and good looking, they reel him in like a fish on a hook. They use their eyes and their voices.
I've heard you before. I've heard your father too.
Why won't you let Sitaj decide for himself?
I told you not to speak my daughter's name.
A love that needs to be fought for.
Once you leave that office door, you forget about Tahir.
I'm in pain as well. That boy's life is being totally ruined because of my mistake.
Then I'll go without your permission, father.
You went there too?
Yes, father.
The father of that kid thinks he can buy dignity and the honor and the pride of human beings just because of the money that he has.
Can I please meet you today sometime?
Setayesh, coming soon on iFilm.
Take this.
Wait, wait. I have to tell you something. I agree with Sarah. She was brave enough to voice her opinion. That's all. I want her to agree to this marriage wholeheartedly. And then commit to it forever.
Come on, let's go.
I'll stand by it too.
All right.
Let's go, son. Let's go.
Excuse me.
Let's go inside, and I'll make you all something to eat.
Said, call a taxi. I want to go back home.
Akbar, you're going to have a son-in-law soon. Aren't you going to put an end to this childish
game? Mother
dear,
it wasn't me that started this game in the first place.
Well, I didn't start this in the first place either, but I really and truly want to put an end to this.
Mom, please! Daddy!
Don't daddy me. Would you stop interfering? Didn't you put on a show to get me here for the ceremony? You call that a ceremony? All of you went and disgraced me. Go inside. No need to call a taxi. I'll be going home myself.
What I was really scared of finally happened. Simple as that. It seems everyone's now ready to end it. No one makes any objections. No one has made any plans to postpone the court hearing. We're going to be like all the other children whose parents are divorced. Even if life had a referee who had given us extra time, we've ran out of it by now. We're just waiting to hear the final whistle. The die is cast.
You can't reach some kind of compromise? Even though you have together four children and have lived together for 30 years?
No, Your Honor, we cannot.
You insist on getting divorced?
Yes, I do.
How about you, Mrs. Kirka? What do you say?
Yes, I insist.
I'm really, really sorry. I'll do the paperwork. I'll write the verdict for registry office. Mr. Alimagam, you can go to the registry office after you agree to the dowry, alimony, and the state of your children. End of hearing.
I want you to take me somewhere.
Get in.
Hold on a second, I'm not alone. I need you to come with me.
What for?
Just set a date for going to the registry office. Let's go there tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Everything is clear. If not, then tell me now.
I have absolutely nothing to say.
So I'll pay the alimony. And everything according to the court's ruling. No one will interfere. Not on behalf of you or me. We won't tell anyone. And no tears and no complaints. None at all.
What, you think I might faint or cry my eyes out? Or do you think I might regret it and beg someday? Beg you to give me another chance or something? I want absolutely nothing from you.
Good, thank you very much. But I'll fulfill my duties, all of them. There only remains the matter of the children. And as I said before, you can have them if you want. If not, they can stay with me. I think that's the right thing to do.
They'll stay with me.
If they're girls, it's better for them to stay with their mom. Why? Because there are some private things that they are unwilling to tell their father. That's it. I have four daughters who tell their mother every little thing. But they just say a simple good morning and good night to me, that's all. They tell the rest of what there is to tell to their mother. Of course, people used to say that fathers are
the real deal. Excuse me! That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, my dead mother did. God bless her soul.
A father of four daughters shouldn't say such things.
I suggest you just mind your driving, sir.
I'm careful, don't worry. I don't want to quarrel with you. I told my daughters to treat their husbands well. Now, I warned each of them. I told them once they marry, they leave my home forever. There's no coming back to my house after they leave their husbands. Is that clear?
You're really an exemplary father.
Wait a minute here. You've taken the wrong road, sir. You're going the wrong way.
Where did you want to go, then?
Damn it.
Mom didn't even see us.
Dad didn't see us either.
Oh, God, it's over. I'm sure of it.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. What's going on over there?
The restaurant is going to be sold. They've closed it and are leaving. Several trucks have come and gone since you've left this morning.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello,
Mr. Akbar.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello, sir.
What's wrong? Why are you crying?
What a pity. What a pity, sir.
My father's death was a pity.
God bless him.
God bless him.
What are you doing here, Mr. Javadi?
I'm expecting several potential buyers here.
Okay, then. Then I'll leave it to you to sell this place, and at a good price.
As you say, sir. But let me see the buyers first.
Safdar, come here.
Yes.
These are the keys. I'm going home now. Don't call or come by. Tell my sister it's all over. But don't let her come over to my house. You won't see me here anymore.
Don't say that, Akbar.
Where is Dad going?
I don't know.
Our parents got divorced. Oh my God, what am I going to tell all my friends now?
Come on, crying won't do us any good now. Someone has to just give us an explanation.
What do you mean?
I don't know, either Dad or Mom, or even just both of them. Because now, what are we supposed to do?
They're way too preoccupied to even think about us right
now. How come they can think about their restaurants then? We're their children.
Well, it's all over and done with. Talking about it won't get us anywhere.
Yeah, well, at least we'll get it off our chests. Why don't you understand, Saeed?
Oh, God. It's a pity. It's a real pity.
It's so hot here. Turn that damn thing off, will you? We're about to close the restaurant. Why don't you turn the oven off?
I bet you anything that this restaurant could earn as much as a bank by next year.
Yes. Now Mrs. Minou has what she wanted all along. We were really beating her at her own game.
But it didn't work.
Take the other end. Come on. Come on.
Stop the bidding! It's over! We're not selling anything!
You want us to stop?
We're not selling the restaurant! Go back to work. We're not selling. Javadi. Javadi. Where's that guy? What's his name? Mohsin. Yes, wait a minute. Sir, here's your money. You know that guy, Mohsin. You know who I mean. Mm-hmm. Can you find him?
What for?
I want to talk to him. Tell him to come to... Not here. Tell him to come to your office, okay? I think that's better.
No, no, he won't buy it. I tried to talk him into doing it, but he didn't accept. Let it go.
Don't worry about it. Just leave it to me, will you? Hello? Hello? Cousin? Hi, how are you? Yes? Are you well? Good. Listen to me. We've got some brokers here, and we're selling all the stuff. They're trying to buy everything at a low price, yes. Right, it'll be done by the end of the day, yes. Cousin, I've got a very good proposal for you. No, it's different this time, I swear. Yes. Cousin, I've got a very good proposal for you. No, it's different this time, I swear. Listen to me, this'll be in your benefit, I promise. I swear to God, listen to me. Please, I beg you, come to Javadi's real estate agency as soon as you can, okay? Do you know where it is? Yes, no, not that one. It's the elder one. The one with the crooked nose. Yes, exactly. So I'll see you there then, okay? Yes.
What? Why are you all staring at me like that? That's life. It's over. I had to get it over with and I did.
Mommy!
Stop calling me. Go to your grandparents' house, I'll be in touch with you.
But that's Grandpa's house, Mom. What about our own house?
What do you mean by that?
Farhad is trying to ask you why you and Dad don't care about us even as much as the dishes on your menu. It's like we don't even exist.
Who told you that?
Excuse me, Mom. But we really don't need to be told.
Come on, she's coming.
I won't be around for 2 days. I'll call you, so don't keep the lines busy. Keep your heads up. Okay. Listen, everything is just like it was before. Nothing has changed. Absolutely nothing. Don't cry or complain. There's no reason to break down and cry. Now get back to work, everybody. What are you waiting for?
Sir, excuse me.
Aren't you gonna pay me?
Pay you for what?
The driving fee. If you don't have it, that's all right too.
How much is it?
You are about to pay 3,000 tomans. Thanks so much.
Excuse me, would you like to have anything to eat?
Do you have fruit ice cream, Miss Matabi?
Yes, Shireen, I think we do.
Why do you want to order ice cream, Shireen? Our parents are getting divorced, and you want to just eat ice cream?
What's so wrong about having ice cream?
You were crying your eyes out just a few minutes ago.
No, Miss Matabi, thank you. We don't eat anything.
Okay.
Can I have a word with you, Sara? There's something I really need to tell
you. No, I'm not in the mood for romance. Or anything else. I'm telling all of you, we're not going to do anything until we see what happens with Mom and Dad.
What, so you want us to die?
Okay, I won't insist. Whatever you say.
Here she is. She saw me. Here she is. Hello? She's not very good finding a way around.
Hello there.
Thanks for coming.
Hello.
Meet my cousin, Mr. Javadi.
Yes, I know her.
Come in,
please.
Come in.
Please.
Please.
Where should I sit?
Here, welcome. Please sit.
Hello there.
Hello.
How have you been, cousin?
Is that the address?
But it was quite clear. It's City Hall's fault for all the roadwork. Javadi, keep the door closed. Don't let anyone in until we're done,
no problem.
Okay?
No yes. problem.
Well, now do you see what you've done to us?
I'm in the same boat, you know. We worked our backs to the bone in that restaurant, starting from scratch. Working day and night for endless, exhausting hours. And what happens in the end? Akbar closes everything down.
Miss Marilla?
You see, Javadi?
You didn't get your money back either?
What I'm trying to say...
No, but you know I will.
They're not paying any attention. What I'm
How about you?
Not yet.
What I'm trying to say... Listen to me, cousin. Look. What... I think we should do is, we will reopen the restaurant, but this time we won't include Akbar. Look, Mr. Mohsen, you wanted to be Mrs. Minou's partner at one time, am I right? But that didn't work out.
No, but I didn't mean to, no, not at all.
No, that's all right. Listen, cousin. You wanted to be Akbar's partner, didn't you? And it went well at first, but not so well at the end. I suggest something different. I think that this time, the three of us, not including Akbar, should collaborate. Just the three of us will open a great restaurant. We can do it. And we can succeed.
Excuse me, Human. Well, as far as I know, and please forgive me for saying this now, but it seems you don't have any money.
What did you... what did she say now?
You heard what I said. You don't have any money. How are you going to be our... partner?
Ha! No.
Have you invested your money somewhere?
No, you didn't get it, cousin. Yes, you provide the money, no doubt about it. But what's important is managing the restaurant, which I will accept by all means.
What about me then, Human?
Just a minute, I'm talking.
But what about me?
What matters most is the managing of the restaurant. Isn't that right, Javadi?
Yes, that's
right.
If you want me to, I'd be glad to be your partner, madam.
So what do you say? Do we have an agreement, cousin?
Well, then, we have to talk in private, since we are the ones who are investing the money, right?
Yes, 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 I understand. Right. You can talk in private. Well, you keep quiet for a minute.
What about my share?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Don't worry, I won't forget you. Don't worry.
Oh, all right, all right. Congratulations, then.
Do we have a deal?